You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Saturday. It is April 28th, 2018. Can you believe it's almost the end of, well, it is the end of April. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. We've had some really nice warm days where you could go out without a coat, and we've also had some very chilly days when you actually had to put a coat on. The weather is definitely changing and is somewhat unpredictable. Thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. I encourage you to visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net and be sure and click on the button at the top that says Your Health Matters. There's a lot of really wonderful resources up there, a vast list of resources. So I really do invite you to click on that button. The person who puts this together and really puts the website together is just a wonderful individual who works very hard, and I'm just very grateful. I also invite you to visit woolliesblog.blogspot.com and screeningsandyhook.net. During the program, email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. During the program, you may also listen or visit the chat room, which is spingola.chatango.com, where you can view the links for today's program. Along with several other issues, I'm still having website problems. I found a new host and hope to have things rectified early this next week. It's really a sad state of affairs when you do have a website, a host, and I've been with this particular host for, gosh, several years. Never had any problems until just recently, and the website simply will not allow me to upload anything, and I was able to upload a few pages, and then back to the same problem. And unfortunately, it didn't last for very long, maybe a day. So anyway, I'm just struggling along, and hopefully I hope to get everything, as I said, rectified early this next week. Anyway, visit the chat room for links for today's program. And the chat room, of course, is spingola.chatango.com. Now, we're having trouble getting our guest. We do have her. Let me just try to get a hold of her. let's see. Tried to call you, we do have her. Great. Gosh, it's all we need is not to be able to get a hold of our guest for the first hour, but we do have her online. I'm very happy to report, and our first guest today is Suzanne Maher, M-A-H-E-R, and her website is byebyebluesky.com. Suzanne, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on, Deanna. It's great to be back.
Oh, well, it's wonderful to have you back on the program. I think we visited twice before, according to my records, and it's always wonderful to have you on. And I know that you were involved with recently, or at least the first of this month, about the 6th and 7th at a big fair where you and Tony Pantelaresco were booth mates and passed out a lot of information. And I know that that must have been a really fun time because Tony's a really fun guy.
Yeah.
Correct?
It absolutely. It was a very successful show, and Tony's my great bud. I really have terrific respect for Tony for what he's doing and putting the information out there, Deanna, and helps me with my health, helps, you know, anybody that needs assistance, Tony's there for them. So, yeah, we had a three-day show at the Green Living Show in Toronto. We were there last year as well, and I have to say that the tide really is turning in respect to people waking up to this. It was phenomenal, the crowd that came to our booth. It was couldn't even compare to last year. There was hundreds of people coming every day and speaking to us for hours. So, it's just incredible. And what was really terrific is it was very symbiotic. I mean, people would see the booth. I had a big banner saying, you know, look up, they're spraying us. And people would say, you know, what is that subject? What would tell me about it? So I would tell them about it. Well, what can we do about this? How can we mitigate this toxic load? Well, over to Tony. So Tony had this 8-foot table, had all his gadgets and potions and lotions. So he would take it from there. And then I also had my homeopathic doctor with me. And, you know, if people were concerned about toxic levels of chemicals, she would do a hair test for them. So it was just a fabulous 3 days, and I love working with Tony. And so, yeah, we collaborate a lot with our work. So I suspect we'll be doing more shows. I think something pretty powerful is going to come out of that show, because there was just a real joining in unison and people really standing up and getting angry about this. And we had a lot of vendors even coming over, shaking our hands and saying, thank you for being brave. Thank you for being here. And so there's a lot more forward momentum. I do see the tide changing.
That is just amazing. Yeah. And remarkable and wonderful. And I'm happy to hear that. Mm-hmm. When people really do understand or even begin to understand, then it just opens a whole doorway for them to learn more. So I'm glad that you and Tony took the time to do what you did and to be as good as you are at explaining the problems.
Yeah, and this was actually really good too, because this is a premier eco-health event, and it's the biggest green show in North America. So there's hundreds of vendors there, tens of thousands of people, and so many people saw our booth, and they're gonna take away a lot of thought and information and research with what we have done. So yeah, I can only say it was a positive 3 days. Yeah,
that's terrific. That mm-hmm. is just wonderful. Well, what and who is Bye Bye Blue Sky? How did you get involved in this initially? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. I awoke to this subject matter probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And many people know this story that know of my work, but I was online and I was looking at a website, and this small young girl's website came up, and she was selling jewelry. Her name was Hannah, and the company was Blue Sky Jewelry. So it was really cute jewelry. And she was saying how she didn't want to go outside anymore. The skies weren't blue. We were getting sprayed, and her mother were just very upset about it. So she was asking for donations to help stop this spraying. So at that point, you know, Deanna, I was aware of a lot of things that were amiss in our world. You know, the banker bailouts, the fluoride, our food supply that was eroding. So this was kind of one more thing. And so I looked into it. And what I saw was that Hannah was absolutely right on the money. I did deep research, and I still, it's a constant research every day. And that's really how I was awoken to the situation. And it was devastating to know that, you know, we are being sprayed, and the governments aren't doing the right thing, and they're keeping these clandestine programs very secret, and they're not being truthful. So after that point, after I found out, you know, from Hannah what was going on, I activated. I really, at that point, I wasn't quite sure what to do, having this huge ball of information. So I started a group called the Chemtrail Girls. That lasted for about 6 months. And so I moved on and I created my own group, which was Bye Bye Blue Sky. And that's been going now for about probably 4 years. And when I say, you know, when people ask me what Bye Bye Blue Sky is all about, basically I tell them, you know, it is a nonprofit organization I created about 4 years ago, and this was to raise awareness globally about the subject of weather manipulation and nanotechnology and, you know, all the myriad of other subjects that are really related to this, because this is a very cross-pollinating agenda, as people will see. So I created Bye Bye Blue Sky. I created the Facebook group. I then created a website, and then the billboard campaigns followed, and which have really mushroomed across North America. They have been a real engine of awareness, activism, education, and a lot of mutual cooperation with this. So this is what Bye Bye Blue Sky is dedicated to. We're dedicated to waking up the public with this type of communication, with education, with a lot of peaceful protest, and with everybody, you know, coming together and working together cooperatively.
Yes, I agree. And what you've done, a lot of people kind of sit back and they think, well, somebody else will take on this responsibility of warning others. But I really admire the fact that you just jumped right in. And I noted the problem of the spraying several years ago and took pictures in my own neighborhood. And I remember as a child, just laying in the grass and looking up at the sky, and it was different then, and it was just totally different. It was blue.
Totally different. Yeah, and that's the thing, and we're losing that. What we're seeing pretty much daily now is this chemical gray haze, featureless skies, no cumulus clouds, none of that cobalt blue that we used to see as a kid,
right,
looking at it. So it is, it's a loss in so many ways, and not just of our sky, of our sunlight, which is being dimmed by probably close to 30% at this stage. So these truly are crimes against humanity, that we're losing our skies, losing our sunlight. And the thing is, Deanna, that people that are young, say, you know, 20 and under, sadly have never seen the skies that we saw. So we need to reclaim this. We need to reclaim this for all the young people, and, you know, for basically for planetary health. This is just devastating what's happening.
And you've indicated that this spraying of our skies is the most important issue of our time, because it really does destroy the entire planet, the Earth. And I believe the Earth is a living thing. And that it is so destructive for one group of people to make this decision for millions of other people who are unaware of this situation and have not given their consent to be sprayed with whatever the heck it is that they are spraying. And if they can spray whatever the heck it is, they can pretty much dispense anything any time in other ways,
absolutely,
food or whatever.
Yeah, and we're really at their mercy, because when these programs are clandestine and there's always plausible deniability, like it's not going on, I mean, they have carte blanche to do whatever they choose. And these are unilateral programs done without our consent. And this is why it's important for people to get knowledge, to gain knowledge, so we can protest it, we can get into our council offices, we can create legislation. And so we will have a voice in how this plays out for humanity, because this is the most important issue. It's harming the planet. It's toxifying our air, our soils, our water, our food. And the whole thing is rather than leave the Earth to its natural devices, which is what we should be doing, and it does have a system of checks and balances, it's a beautiful thing. It's being manipulated and pushed and pulled for this profit, for profit and control. So this power structure, you know, this world that we now live in, they want to own and control everything. So for them, you know, to me, it's the ultimate evil, hubris, and arrogance to think that they can play God with our weather and with humanity and what they're doing to us. It's absolutely dastardly. It's very anti-human. It's an anti-human agenda.
And what's interesting, too, is that they live on the planet also. Mm-hmm. And whatever happens to all of us is also happening to them, unless they have some sort of protective apparatus that helps them to not be affected by what is going on.
I think these are very diabolical people. They're psychopaths, so I don't feel that they would initiate these types of programs without having a means and ways to mitigate what's happening to their own bodies and brains. So absolutely, they have something. You know, I don't know what it would be, but I often speak of an activist I know in Europe, and he said he was at a conference and he was talking to a scientist, and the scientist was telling him they were working on ways to mop up aluminum in people's brains. So when we look at a scientist saying that, that isn't something that the average Joe on the street is going to be privy to. That type of technology would be something that the elites would have available. So absolutely, Sure. Yeah, they have means and ways to mitigate this fallout.
And they certainly do live a long, long time. Mm-hmm. If you look at the age span of some people, they just live a really long time. Now, is this only happening, we mentioned it was happening all over the earth, but is it mainly happening in NATO countries?
A lot of it's NATO, but you also see places like Russia and China. They've openly come out and said they've seeded the clouds for, you know, the Olympics. So, yeah, absolutely. I think this is global. I mean, this is a global initiative. I don't think it's just the NATO nations at this stage, because they have this agenda of this joining everything together, this 5G transhumanist agenda. So everybody is going to have to play a part in this with the spraying. They need, you know, the chemicals and the frequencies are the means to do this, to carry this agenda out. And this is a global agenda, so.
The frequencies, that brings up another issue also, and you mentioned the aluminum in the brains, and any metal in the brains, and our whole environment is full of aluminum. People cook with aluminum, and they drink a soda out of aluminum cans. I never do, but there's so much of it, and then to have it sprayed on top of what we're also all already experiencing in the environment is pretty awful.
Well, it's devastating, and you know, many of us have made these direct correlations with the frequency intensity of the spraying and the variety of ailments and symptoms which occur after we're sprayed. And I can't overemphasize the implications of spraying nanoaluminum, barium, strontium, and other toxic and biological chemicals. I mean, when we look at the effects of aluminum, it damages the brain, the lung tissue, it suppresses the immune system. Barium induces heart arrhythmia, heart attacks. Strontium causes bone softening. I mean, the thing is, we have no firewall or defense against these nanoparticles. They are so small, our bodies don't recognize them. You know, so many people now are getting these respiratory illnesses. We're looking at neurological cancers. Autoimmune illnesses are rampant. So children are taking these chemicals through the umbilical cord. And, there's even an article that came out recently, Deanna, that carbon nanotubes are being found in children's lungs. And so when we look at respiratory being the third leading cause of death in the world, well, we wonder why. Air pollution is directly linked to heart attack, stroke, and that's the leading cause of death in the world. So this is just incredible. Magnetite is also being found in people's brains, which is directly linked to Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's has skyrocketed. Alzheimer's is now number 7 on the mortality rate. So we have to look at why are so many people getting Alzheimer's. That is because these particles are penetrating that blood-brain barrier, which we have no defense against particles under a micron. So we cannot excrete these. So this is what's happening. And this is these are synergistic toxins. We're inhaling these and ingesting them in less than a minute. So this is why our environment has become so toxic because of all this. And then thus we can look at the colony collapse.
We do have a quick break. We will be right back with our guest, Suzanne Maher. Be right back.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Suzanne Maher. Her website is byebyebluesky.com. You mentioned respiratory illnesses. You mentioned Alzheimer's. And I know so many people who have respiratory issues, myself included. Mm-hmm. Whether it's chronic bronchitis or whatever it is, I have tried, and this has gone on for 3 to 4 years, mm-hmm. and I've tried all kinds of things. I'm always mixing up one of Tony's concoctions, mm-hmm. and they're helpful. But the core issue is that this geoengineering, this spraying of the earth continues. And I've known so many people recently, young people, who have died of pneumonia and other things, yeah. all geared to the respiratory issue. And the other thing, too, as we were chatting before, is that these problems, these health issues, are feeding one of the biggest the medical industrial complex.
Absolutely.
And that is another very, very huge issue, particularly with all of the money, with pharmaceuticals and drugs and hospitals, and they're making a lot of money, tons of money. And this contributes a great deal to that, those profits.
Yeah, there's actually a video that just recently came out, probably within the last week, Deanna, and a doctor was talking about something called chemtrail lung, And this is what he's seeing. So he was openly talking about this in the spring and the fact that this is creating a lot of respiratory issues for people. So it was really nice to see a doctor actually come out finally, you know, and talk about this issue and the causative factors to this. And you're exactly right. The medical industry cures nothing. It's not here to ameliorate, to cure. It's there just to provide a pill and suppress a symptom. I believe this is totally disaster capitalism, what Naomi Klein in her book Shock Doctrine, that all these corporations feed from the same trough. And, you know, they can take advantage of a sickened, subservient population. I mean, how many people really do research on the drugs and pharmaceuticals they're given? I mean, this is important that people really need to look at the pharmaceutical industry and what they represent. And I encourage people to look at the Rockefeller paradigm. And this is when this type of death care came into being. I think it was around the 1920s when they started pushing chemotherapy and pharmaceuticals on us. And then they let, you know, all the healthy options go by the wayside. So pharmaceuticals are not the answer. And I know that that in the United States, so many are so heavily medicated. And it is not good because these further compound the GMOs and the chemtrails and everything else that is sprayed on us. Again, it's a synergistic mix of toxins. And it's all, you know, slowly and not even slowly breaking us down. I mean, it's devolving us. It's hyper accelerating our immune system. So our immune system cannot handle the body burden that it is now, being deluged with. Because when you look at the frequencies, Deanna, when you look at the GMOs, when you look at the chemtrails and the vaccines, I mean, we're getting poison arrows from every arena. So it's up to us really now to start being our best doctors, best researchers, best doctors, scientists, and finding out what really is going on and trying to mitigate this toxic fallout with people like Tony Pantelleresco and his remedies, because there are very few people out there like Tony who really understand the paradigm and that can actually help us. So I encourage everybody to look at Tony's website, augmentedforce.com, and look at his YouTubes. If you Google anything, you know, cancer and Tony Pantelleresco, you will find a YouTube, and he will be talking about it and helping people. So that's where mutual cooperation, I think, really comes in, Deanna. We're all of us working together to help keep each other strong and safe and picking each other up and dragging each other along when things aren't so good. This is all about, you know, keeping each other together, because this really is a spiritual battle and so many fronts. And that's what I think.
Exactly. I got all of his videos. I purchased a regular little disc with all of them on there. Mm-hmm. And one should not just view them once, but more than once. And something that might not be applicable in one instance, you might look at a video again and say, oh, yes, that's a great idea. I'm going to whip this concoction up. Okay, we're going to a break. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Our first guest today is Suzanne Maher. Her website is byebyebluesky.com. And we're talking about respiratory illnesses, talking about Alzheimer's, and you mentioned that there was a doctor that actually referred to it as chemtrail lung.
Yes.
And, that's a good thing to, it's good that some doctors, very few, are recognizing that there is something going on in this geoengineering, which is what it is.
Well, that's the thing, and the doctors really need to start coming together as well, Deanna, and legitimizing this subject, because it needs to be legitimized. So we need the professionals to really step up and start discussing this. They have to. I know health professionals. I know one of them, and she says the heavy metal testing she sees every single person she tests is pretty much inundated with some kind of chemical footprint. So they are very aware of the dangers of what's going on. And I know that there's at least 49 different kinds of documented poisons being dumped on us. And it's all kinds of things. It's pathogenic molds, it's fungi, it's weaponized viruses, it's the nanotechnology, it's the MEMS and the GEMS, so the smart dust, and it's the chemicals as well. So this is a myriad of things that are being sprayed on us. And this is increased thousandfold, and nobody's monitoring this. It's also interesting to note that the EPA stopped testing for aluminum in the United States in 2002, airborne.
Yes,
aluminum. I thought I thought that was very telling as well, when an agency that's supposed to be protecting the public, which is a joke, stops testing for these types of things. And also, aluminum should not be found in chemically mobile form. Dr. Marvin J. Herndon has stated this numerous times. It's found in the Earth's crust, but we should not be finding it in our soil, in our water, in our air. And we all are. So, yeah.
How true. Yeah. The doctors, too. It's unfortunate that a lot of doctors will not go outside of what is called the standard of care, mm-hmm. Because the government is the one that created the standard of care. And as long as doctors follow it, they cannot be sued. And mm-hmm. if they go outside of that standard, then they're open to lawsuits and to other things. And so it takes a very brave doctor to decide that they are going to be honest and forthright and really tell the truth. And a lot of them lose their license, have to leave the country. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely something that is run by the government, which is a corporation. And you mentioned the EPA. The EPA is just a revolving door between corporate America and that particular agency that is supposed to be protecting the environment, which they are not. They are deliberately not protecting the environment. Mm-hmm. And I think we could see that following 9/11, when they said, the head of the EPA said, there's no problem at all, mm-hmm. when in fact there was a huge problem. And so if you look, I read a couple books recently about the EPA, and they are a very, very diabolical agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any three-letter agency is going to have some kind of connection to military intelligence and the operations on what's going on. So, you know, the only people we can trust, Deanna, are ourselves and the people that we're working with. Three-letter agencies and the government and the think tanks. I mean, they've been created to work against the system, to control us, their whole big depopulation agenda, which I'm sure is going along very smoothly for them. So, yeah, we can't look to any saviors in this except ourselves, and to get active and start protecting our health. And joining together and making noise, making some really big, loud noise, like Tony and I did at the Green Show. And I encourage as many people as they can to get out and start doing this, and having marches and putting up signs. Like I was saying the other day, imagine if every single person who knew about this issue had a lawn sign up, had a bumper sticker on their car, had a message in their window, handing out business cards. This system, this program, which is what it is, would collapse upon the weight of itself, because there are power in numbers, and people needn't feel powerless in this, because we can come together and make changes, but we have to do that together. We can't do it individually,
Right. And there are more of us than there are of them. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I admire about you, well, your wonderful billboards. Mm-hmm. That is just amazing that you just decided that you were going to do this, and just did it. It's wonderful, and I just applaud you for your efforts on doing that. And certainly, we do need to stand together. And when you look at the numbers, you talked about depopulation. When you look at the numbers that die at the hands of allopathic medicine each and every year, they're, as Dr. Jennifer Daniels would say, there ought to be yellow crime scene tape around every single hospital.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, Deanna, when we look at people, what's going on in terms of health, people are not dying. They're just kind of breaking down and expiring and hyper-accelerating. I have a friend whose husband was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. He wasn't sick a day in his life, and he died in 2 weeks after the diagnosis. This is what these toxins are doing to us. It's, we cannot bear this body burden. So, again, hyperaccelerating our immune systems to speed up or to break down. So,
and this not only affects people, it also affects all the animals on the planet. Mm-hmm. And last week we talked about fluoride on my program, and how it's in all of our water. So mm-hmm. we have to distill our own water, and it does affect all of the animals, and yes. our pets, our beloved pets.
What I'm seeing with pets is that they're getting many of the diseases, the human diseases that we are getting, which they shouldn't. So they're getting the cancers, the diabetes, the thyroid issues, autoimmune illnesses. This shouldn't be happening. And basically the thing is, too, they're right down on the ground. They're sniffing up these toxins.
Right.
And they're also ingesting the grains, the corn, the soy, which they shouldn't, because that's going to be stripping their gut. And I mentioned to you, I have a pet that I'm having a heck of a time with because he's bleeding from his throat to his rectum, from top down. And so this, to me, is an aggregation of the nanoparticles embedded in his stomach. It's causing inflammation. So whenever he eats, it just kind of reactivates it. So I do a number of things to try and help him, but I encourage everybody with their pets to, yes, give them distilled water, home cook their food if they can, put booties on them when they go outside. When you come back in, you know, spray their feet and keep, you know, it's and do Tony's anti-nano bath as well, if people are aware of how to do that, the Epsom, sea salt, and borax. A lot of people are doing that bath. I do that on my dog. The fibers and the chips coming out of my dog, Deanna, I can't tell you. So
really?
Yeah. I mean, crystals, chips, carbon nanotubes. He'll be somewhere. He'll sit there and he'll drop them and he'll leave. And charred particles, material, the same things I see coming out of myself when I do the anti-nano bath and the magnetic pulsing. So we are all being afflicted with this. And rest assured, you know, when they say this is Morgellons disease, this is not a disease. This is an assault. This is
right.
This is one more misdirect to tell people, oh, this is something from a Lyme disease. This is not from Lyme's disease. This is from the nanoparticles and the nanosprays, also the adulterations and the GMOs. So again, this is that trinary attack, this exposure from the chemtrails, and then the integration through the GMO foods, and then the activation through the frequencies. So they've got us three big ways. And then you can also put in the vaccines if people are still choosing to vaccinate their own, which is terrible if they're still doing that. But so, yeah, so this is quite the assault on many fronts. So this is why we've really got to buff up our protocols, particularly our detox protocols. Detox every day if you can. It's that important, because we are reloading every day. And when you mention this chronic sore throat, I tend to get that too. And what I do, and what Tony recommended for me, was putting iodine and peppermint in my humidifier every night. This is one area, Deanna, where we're very vulnerable to attack, is when we're sleeping and when we're resting.
Right.
So not only are they hitting us with frequencies numerous times of the night, so that's disrupting our melatonin production, they're also spraying us, which is reloading in our lungs, these nanometals. So that I find is helpful, and even keep a humidifier running all day with peppermint and iodine in there. That will help.
I have the humidifier running in a closed room.
Okay.
with iodine. Mm-hmm. I also have one of Tony's buckets. Mm-hmm. The detoxifying bucket that you put your feet in.
Yeah.
And mine's more in my vocal cords. I don't have a sore throat. It mm-hmm. sounds like I have a sore throat, but uh-huh. it's more in my vocal cords and the bronchial tubes. It's not it's not even really in my lungs.
Yeah.
You know, it's just weird. Mm-hmm. It's very annoying.
It is. It is. And it's kind of a chronic thing. And when I'm a lady that's going on in my body, I'll just pulse it through the electromagnetic pulsing, because that pulsing can scatter. It can, you know, render the nanotech inert, so it can help remove it. So the bath is really good and the bucket's really good. But even using the triangle that Tony made augments it even more in the bath, because you can get a full body pulse. And
huh,
it's,
okay.
Yeah. It's great, and he's actually got YouTubes on that and how you can, you know, make it. He actually made mine. I find that pretty labor-intensive, but I highly recommend the pulsing, Deanna, for people, because it just really ramps up the protocol of the bath.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and as I say, even pets, safely you can put pets in there for 15 minutes, and I do it with my dog, and he loves it, so for sure. But yeah, pets are being really assaulted, and it's very concerning to me. And I had someone message me a few weeks ago, and she knew someone was experiencing the same type of thing my dog is, which is a chronic rectal bleed. So this isn't just my dog. This is going on. This is pervasive.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is horrible. Mm-hmm. My friend has a water distiller, and she gives her dogs, she now has two, gives her dogs distilled water, and people can more or less understand what's happening to them, but maybe a dog, your pets don't understand why they feel so bad. And I've always believed it was vaccine damage initially, mm-hmm. that they started getting all these human maladies.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gone beyond that.
Yes, and the thing is, too, again, when we talk about the doctors stepping up and being brave, the vets really need to wake up, because they're doing no justice to the dogs at this stage, because they simply don't understand the paradigm. So, I've been my own best vet, and more or less, I believe I've saved his life because of the protocols I've been giving him, because I'm aware of what's going on in his body. So, you know, I've talked to numerous vets about this, and they kind of, their eyes glaze over, and this is where it has to stop, Deanna. People have to get, you know, break free of the programming and what they've been geared and instructed to do, and start thinking for themselves, because once you start thinking for yourself, I mean, you know, kind of the dots connect and everything kind of blows open, and you get it. You just get it. But until that point, you know, it's going to be some frustration and some kind of little bit of head banging until people really get on side with this more. Because as I say, you only need to look up to see what's going on. And, you know, we no longer have our sun. We no longer have our blue skies. I mean, what more do people need to see to realize something's going on? I know someone that said, well, this isn't that offensive. It's silver iodide. You know, I researched this. It's just silver iodide. Well, no, it's a lot more than silver iodide. And silver iodide even of itself is quite dangerous to the respiratory tract and you know, mucosal membranes and all the rest of it. So, yeah, you know what? People get very comfortable in their complacency, because things haven't got so bad yet for many people. But rest assured that this assault is going to hit home, and particularly with the advent, the upcoming installation of the 5Gs, these frequencies are going to exponentially change what's going on, to even up the ante with what's going on. So,
right, because
it's definitely coming home to roost.
That frequency will interact with the metals in our body.
Yes, and just not the metals; it's the nanotechnology, because sure. The nanotechnology self-replicates, self-heals, and self-assembles, and goes to town when it's hit with a frequency. So, when you've got 5G, Deanna. This is actually billions gigahertz. This is I think up to 30 to 90 gigahertz of power. So 3G and 4G were nothing compared to this. And you know, they haven't waited. Tom Wheeler, he was the former chair of the FCC, has openly stated they will not wait for the standard. So he said,
wow.
If something can, he's very arrogant. There's a YouTube out of him, and he says, if something can be connected, it will be connected. Hundreds of billions of microchips connected in products from pill bottles to plant water.
Yes.
So pill bottles to plant waters, and then, you know, you think, okay, well, how are they going to do that? How are they going to connect pill bottles and plant water? Well, they're going to dump nanochips and smart dust from the skies, and it's going to be, you know, that's the way they're going to do that. So
sure, they're going to ingest it.
Yeah, and see what they do is they all sell us on this higher data speeds, higher data downloads. It's like people look at this like it's candy. And what people have to see is everything they're giving us is weaponized. This is a weapon. Our cellular phones, our wireless phones are weapons. So this isn't about unlimited speed and data. This is military crowd control technology, and it's military technology that has become commercialized. So this is what we're looking at. And this is another experiment in the weaponization of the internet and of the digital technology that surround it, with the use of the cell phones, the wireless broadcasting, the computers, and everything. All these wireless devices, if anybody's going to be on a wireless device, it will be connected to the Internet of Things. And this is going to be going on in, you know, the next few years. So what I say to people is, it should scare the crap out of people to know that no one at all is monitoring this technological innovation. Nobody except the military. And we know that the military only creates things for their vile dictates and for the corporations who just kind of follow their orders. So I suggest to anybody, you know, step away from the wireless.
All righty. We're going to do a quick commercial. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. My first guest today is Suzanne Maher. Her website is byebyebluesky.com. And, of course, we've all heard about climate change and how it's, well, we experience climate change. For instance, here in Chicago, one day it's cold with snow, the next day it's warm. And that is, as your website suggests, man-made.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The top of your website says, our weather is man-made. Now, on your website, you have a lot of links, events, health articles, YouTube videos, related information, your blog. I don't know how you get it all done. It's very impressive, incredibly impressive.
Thank you. Well, you know, the thing is, this agenda is so heavy that I try and separate it in kind of digestible bits, and that's what I've kind of done. You know, I have a section on health, I have a section on geoengineering, and then I have a section on activation, and hopefully people can be inspired by what I'm doing and then go out and do something similar, or, you know, whatever moves them. And, you know, patents and documents. So that legitimizes, you know, what we're talking about. So I've got a little bit of everything on there, and all of it's important. I'm actually just going to put up a 5G section very shortly, because this is critical for people to know about this information, because everybody's just going to think it's so cool to have a 5G connection and faster downloads, and that's not what it's about. So,
wow. Well, I avoid using a cell phone. I actually have one, but I really don't use it. Mm-hmm. And I try and have everything hardwired rather than wireless. But we all like the internet.
Yes.
We all like speed. But you have to figure out that the price that we pay for those luxuries is pretty great.
It is, and this isn't glamorous. This isn't a sexy thing to have 5G. And I actually want to quote a fellow from California. His name is Joe Embriano, and he's with the Fullerton Informer, and he's very well versed on 5G. Deanna, he's got a degree in chemistry and biology, and he knows a lot about electromagnetics. So he's really been getting information out there in California, particularly because they're pushing it so hard there. But he says what they feel they're going to do, it's going to be called a disease X. Disease X will not be one of a pathogenic origin, but rather a disease of electromagnetic exposure, specifically one from chronic exposure to military-grade weaponized millimeter-wave wireless communication systems that are being deployed everywhere with the 5G rollout. So this is, and I can see this happening, everybody's going to kind of get these anomalous symptoms from this chronic, excessive, ultra-high frequency exposure. And again, we're looking at, some of the symptoms of this are, it penetrates the dermis and the epidermis, and the sweat ducts actually act like antennas. We've got ocular damage. We've got DNA double strand break, single and double strand. We've got oxidative damage, melatonin reduction, heart damage. There's effects.
Yikes. All righty, we're at the top of the hour. We will be right back, and maybe we'll take some phone calls. Be right back.
An ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.